Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 7th of January 2017, and this is the 509th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's very warm here today. It's up until just an hour or so ago, we've had a completely cloudless sky, and it's quite a dry heat, or it has been quite a dry heat. And so I've been doing lots of washing. One of the ways that I try to keep cool in the summer, although I can't do it all the time, is to have a great big woolen wash. So I washed all my woolies today. And the reason it's so nice to do that on a hot day is that when you take them outside to put them out to dry, you have to hug them to yourself and you get drenched in cold water, and it's very, very pleasant. So I've had a big woolen wash, and I also washed my sheets today as well. So everything has that lovely scorched, sun-scorched smell to it today. So I'm really looking forward to my sheets tonight. And I have made my bed, so I'm not in for a shock when I go into my bedroom. I've also prepared my bedroom for tonight by turning the air conditioning on. A couple of years ago, I realised I was getting so sleep deprived in the summer, because I find it so hard to sleep when it's warm, that I decided I would get an air conditioner in my bedroom. I've really tried not to do that in the past, and I try to use the minimum of heating as well. I just kind of try to dress myself appropriately and sit in a room that's warmer or cooler. But I decided I needed a bit of assistance, and so a couple of years ago I got this air conditioner, and I don't use it very often. But today I turned it on and I've stopped up the door with an old Sally so that the air won't get in and out. So I shall have clean sheets and a cool room to go to sleep in tonight, and that feels like a really nice thing to do. In fact, I don't feel as warm now as I did earlier on, so perhaps I've been overreacting. But it is supposed to be much hotter tomorrow and humid tomorrow. So if I can get a cool night in, that'll be great. I've had a strange week. I had a visit from my grandson in the middle of the week, and his parents. And it sort of knocked me a bit off schedule, and I've been really wanting to send a Murmurs of Moll out, the written Murmurs of Moll out, and I decided last week that the one I'd written wasn't the right thing to send out. So I've been working on a different one, and I'm finding it very difficult to get back into writing. And so today I decided that I would go back to Michael Nobbs's 20 Minutes a Day course and rejig it. And so I've been kind of constantly doing it 20 minutes and then taking a break and then 20 minutes again, and just being accompanied by the course videos has been the only way that I can keep myself going. I think it's just so light and bright. I find it very, very hard to concentrate. And of course, now I've been sitting too much. So it's been good going outside and hanging washing out and bringing it back in and making beds. That's given me a few breaks. But right now, I feel as if I'd really like to go for a little walk. So I might do that. I might do that before I knuckle back down again. But it would be so nice to get this Murmurs of Moll to you, and not keep it hanging around. And I also need to get back to the translation I'm doing. So we'll see. We'll see which way it goes. I'm not going to whip myself about this. And I'm going to try not to say that through clenched teeth either. I can feel that it's dragging on too long. And somehow when things drag on too long, it's easy to lose the oomph for them. So that's me for this week, this rather strange week, with great pleasure in the middle of it, and some really nice things happening, but quite distracting. I think I'll feel more aligned next week when the cafe opens again. I do find that going to the cafe first thing readies me for my working day, and having this slightly amorphous begin to my day, what does it do? It makes it very unclear when to start, even though I've got a time that I would normally start. It isn't quite defined enough, and the kind of going out and coming back defines it for me. So I'm really glad that that is a habit that I have, and I look forward to doing it again, to going back on Monday to the Lansdowne Cafe. So I hope your day has been good as well as your week, and whether you're having a frosty morning or a hot morning or evening, I hope that you can find your peace with it. Well, it would be even better if you're really enjoying it. So I don't wish you that. Yes. So that's it for me for this week. And I hope you have a lovely Sunday. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.